time is the great equalizer. Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Tom Beal, and you all have the same amount of time. Now, those first two names may have triggered a few people, but guess what? Those two people have also created tremendous success and trajectory. So regardless of what you feel about them, they have achieved what they've achieved with the same amount of time in a day as you and I. And bring that out to everybody else who is in that category. So you got Mark Zuckerberg, you got Elon Musk, you got Jeff Bezos, on and on and on. Each and every one of them have the same amount of time every day that you and I have. The difference is where they choose to put that most precious asset of time. You're either investing that time or you're wasting that time. And the choice is up to you. You're living your life. I'm not living your life. I'm living my life. It's up to you to take control of your most precious asset. And let's talk about an asset. What's another asset that many people speak about and talk about all the time of either investing it or wasting it? Money, right? Money. And I have had the fortune of coming into a lot, but I'm also very similar to those athletes who came into a lot and was like a sieve because I didn't have the financial literacy in the childhood growing up experience I had of poverty. I wasn't aware of ways of being financially literate. So you have literacy where you can actually read a book, and there's financial literacy of actually knowing what to do. So I have deep empathy for those sports athletes who were pretty much used and abused and kicked to the curb, and then the fingers pointed to them. Well, how dare they make 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, 100 million, and now be without any money? I get it. I know how it works. It's not their fault. They're brought into that system, not following the proper guidelines of investing it, and went down the path of wasting it. Well, similarly, there's the time aspect of assets. When we get to that last breath, when we get to that last day, there's going to be one of two things that you and I are going to have reflecting through our mind. Holy crap, did I have an amazing adventure? I invested my time and went for my dreams. I followed the path that I knew was mine to follow. Or why the heck did I not go for that dream? Why did I not take that chance? Why did I suppress the dreams versus letting them flow out of me? Why did I stay in front of possibly the TV set, possibly in front of the computer so many days, so many hours in a day for so long, and neglected my health, neglected my key relationships, and put the time and attention into screens? And it's all how we use it, because screens can be used as you're watching this. This hopefully is sharing some insights that can connect some dots for you and get you on a different path of tapping into all that you're capable of being. My belief is none of us come even close to fulfilling our full potential. So back to the task at hand. If we all have equal amount of time in each day, in each week, in each month, in each year, how come so many achieve such great levels of success and yet again exponentially more achieve nothing? And nothing with air quotes, because they're still achieving something, but probably not achieving their dreams or anything that they would consider a worthwhile endeavor. What is it that is yours to do is my bottom line question. And are you going to step up and into following those desires, following that dream that you know you've been suppressing for a long time? Well, here we are in this day and age with the coronavirus and the economic shutdown, which soon will be transitioning back to the new normal. It's my belief there is no back to normal button. Prior to the coronavirus, that's the way life was before this. After, we're still going to feel the effects of this. And trust me, it's going to be not as rainbow and unicorn of a future as what many people are sharing because of the financial impact that none of us have really recognized yet. It's going to be interesting to watch this unfold. And I'm not saying that out of fear. That's just the reality of how many billion-dollar companies, if they don't get government bailouts, will go under. How many companies that were in the hundreds of millions, tens of millions, 5 million, a million, hundreds of thousands are already done. They aren't getting any bailouts and their business was shut down. They are done. They're actually starting from scratch. How many people had jobs a few weeks ago and now don't have jobs? And what's that going to look like when people start hiring back? Are they going to go hire their old employees back, or are they going to take on other? Like it's a who knows where it's going to go from here type of scenario. But I am confident that humans are resourceful and we will figure it out, but it's going to be a new normal. So we're going to come out of this and cities are going to open up and jobs are going to open up and businesses are going to open back up, but it's going to be a scaled up approach. And the question all boils back to, are you investing your time wisely or are you wasting it? So that's up to each and every one of us to decide. Look in the mirror and say, are you living up to your full potential? Are you even coming close to being the best you're capable of being health-wise, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationship-wise, your personal relationships, your professional relationships, your social relationships, the people who are your people? Are you investing the proper time into those relationships and your financial situation, especially with this new normal that we're shifting into? A lot of people's financial situation was flipped right on its head. Some kept on going, but trust me, even the people that have the highly successful businesses, their whole way of doing things and their whole life has come to a stop, and they recognize how the world is so interconnected. All right, so let that settle in. We're going to transition into this new normal. And the only thing that you can invest in that will pay returns higher than anything else you can invest in is yourself. Investing in yourself, in how you are able to see things with your unique perspective, how you are able to be the person you're able to be because of your personality, your experience, and your perspective. You are unique. I don't care if you have 1,000 or 1,000,000 different competitors, due to your personality, experience, and perspective, you're unique. Some will resonate with you, some won't. So what? Next. And some of your competitors, same thing. So you need to step into and follow what you feel is yours to do. All this circles back to a question that I received from Ralph. Ralph, if you're watching this, here's the answer. So I gave away thousands of dollars of courses. Actually, one event in particular, this one that Ralph asked about, he said, hey, how long do I have access to? And here's the reality and here's the truth, which are the same, but you'll hear what this all means in a second. So this course that I gave to Ralph, and I'll give to you and everyone else who got it, has access to it as well. It was a $5,000 investment per person who attended this event live. Unbelievable. Still, these years later, it has the real timeless lessons that can help you connect the dots and get your life to a level of results that you may not have even envisioned possible for you. It's a $5,000 event I gave in. It's one of the many. And the answer to Ralph's question was, how long do I have access to this too? It brings me back to, why would I ask that? And Ralph, I may or may not be getting this right, but when I ask something like that, here's what I'm meaning. Well, because if I have it for a while, I'll get back to it later. Let me ask you a question. When you've ever seen an email and you open it up real quick, like, oh, I don't have time to read it now, I'll get back to it later. When does later mean to you? When in reality, what's the later mean? Well, for most people, that's never. Would you agree? If I'll get back to it later, and then your email, just like everyone else's, bails up and you forget. Am I the only one, or are you going to admit that too? When I'll say I'll get to that later, it means I'm never going to get to it. So I didn't want to answer Ralph directly. I want to answer him through the video and hopefully answer it for you with this wisdom that you can dish aside and not apply or consider as something you'd want to apply in your life. Being that time is the great equalizer, it's up to you to discern, where am I going to choose to invest my time? And I will say this, when you grasp it and when you schedule in time, a lot of people are fearful of that. Like, I like doing what I want, when I want, where I want, you know, and I don't like schedules. Well, guess what? The irony is, the more you schedule yourself, the freer you become. Let that sink in. The more you schedule your most precious asset of time, the freer you become. So Ralph and any others who may have asked, how long do I have access to this for? Well, the reality is, as long as I keep that particular platform going, you're going to have access to it. But I didn't want to say that in an email, because had I asked that and received that, I would have said, oh, good, I'll get to that later. And later never comes. So what I would suggest for you to do is take a look at all of those gifts that I gave you, and discern which one feels like the one that you want to dig into first. And if you can dig in right away, go ahead. But if you can't, instead of saying, I'll get to it later, or I'll have access to it for a while, I'll get to it, you know, a few days or weeks down the road, that means never. Grab your calendar. In many cases, it's on the phone. Grab your calendar. Schedule it in and schedule a half hour. Schedule an hour to study that course, whatever the name of that course is, or the name of that interview is. Schedule it and stick to that appointment. If you put something in your calendar, pretend that it's with your hero, because you wouldn't let that hero down, would you? You wouldn't schedule something and then not show up. I'm hoping. I'm pretty much guessing if you're connected with me, that wouldn't be you. Well, who's more important than the person looking back at you in the mirror? If you aren't going to treat yourself equally important and schedule something and not show up and blow it off, you're blowing off your future. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the differentiator between those who invest their time and those who waste their time. I hope this message connected some dots for you, gave you some aha moments, some possible epiphanies, and some peeking behind how my mind operates. And now let me give you the gifts. If you got them on day one, the funny part is someone else reached out and told me that, hey, I went in and got them, but I couldn't access the course. I fixed that. You can actually go get it and access it at this URL. Go here, tombeal.com/present. And it's specific. I chose that /present because it circles back to the most important asset we have, being in the present moment. And the present means that, and also present as in a gift. It's my gift and my hope that you will take that insight of all the courses, the insights of all those courses, and be someone who doesn't live in regret of the past, fear of the future, but embraces the present moment and seizes it, knowing that your best is on the way. And it's my promise to you, when you dig into those courses, the one course alone, people invested $5,000 per person to be there. And I'm talking the best of the best. Jeff Walker was in attendance. Russell Brunson was in attendance. On and on and on. All of the best known marketers were there at that event and invested money to be there. That alone, a $5,000 gift, is just the tip of the iceberg. There's many, many others that are going to resonate with you. And when you listen to them, grab a pen and paper and get that one thing. If you can gain one insight that connects the dots and help you step into that better version of you, your best version that's waiting for you down the road, is waiting on you in taking control of this present moment, which goes back to, don't say I'll get to it later. Take a look at what's there, schedule it, and do it. And watch how, investing in yourself, you will become more confident, you will become more active, you will become less of a procrastinator, less of a perfectionist. You will say that now is my time. It's time for me to get from where I am to where I want to be in my health, in my relationships, and in my finances. And the courses that I'm giving to you free at that URL will absolutely help expedite that journey and help you get there more quickly, efficiently, and effectively. So once again, go to tombeal.com/present, tombeal.com/present. When you go there, all of the courses but one will have, they have prices on them, but when you click on them, you'll see a free option. And then there's one that's not free, but it's a severe discount. So go there. Don't say, I'll get to it later. Take control of your most precious asset, more so than money. You can always get more money. You can't get more time. Schedule it. 30 minutes a day adds up to a tremendous amount of time. We talked about this in another video. If you swipe aimlessly on various apps and you waste 30 minutes a day, over a year, that's 4.5 work weeks that you've wasted. Think of the converse. If you schedule 30 minutes of study time every single day, that's 4.5 work weeks of investing into you to become a more proficient communicator, to become a better, whatever it is your niche is, whatever your expertise is. 4.5 weeks dedicated per year, only 30 minutes a day. An hour a day, 9 work weeks a year. Either wasted swiping, wasted timeless stuff. You know, maybe you're learning more songs, you're learning more movies, good for you, or you're honing your craft. Half an hour a day 365 days is 4.5 work weeks of investing in yourself. 1 hour a day is 9 work weeks of 40 hours each work week investing in yourself. Only 1 hour a day. Guess what? I put way more than that a day. Just on my morning walk, which is generally over an hour, I listen to 3 hours of audio at 3x speed. 3 hours of study in my 1 hour each and every day. What's that math? If 1 hour is 9, 27 work weeks. Just in that 1 hour of my morning beginning. Think about that. How are you investing your time? Or where is it time to transition from wasting your time into investing it? Go to tombeal.com/present. I look forward to hearing your feedback. And Ralph, I hope that answered your question. The answer is, as long as I have that platform, you have access. But I didn't want to share that with you because then you'd say, oh, I'll get to it later. And you and I know, at least I'm assuming, you let me know if I was incorrect in this. Later generally means never. All right, I'll chat with you soon. I hope this was helpful. Leave your comments below. Until next time, make today great.